The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to everybody tuning in to the Daily Racing Podcast right now. My name is Bobby Beavers and I'm your host of the Saturday edition of the podcast, and I'm delighted to be joined here in the studio by William Hill Racing radio pundit, that is Andrew Mount. Andrew, great to see you. Keeping well?
Hello, Bobby. Getting over a bout with the man flu, but apart from that, everything's tickety-boo.
I think it's that time of year, isn't it, where let's just say the man flu virus is going round.
Yes, Craig Forsyth had it in spades yesterday. So I imagine presenter yesterday, Mark Walton, is probably going to come down with it in the next couple of days. So I'd stay away from him.
Does your daughter go to nursery yet?
She does. And
Where I'm going with this,
she gets every single book going.
And then you'll get every single book going as well.
She went for a one-hour taster session going back a month or so.
Okay.
And during that 1 hour, she managed to
pick up
something as well. So, it's a minefield.
Right then, just before we look ahead to the action on Saturday afternoon at Newmarket, let's just take a quick look back at what we saw on Thursday afternoon. Of course, it was day one of the Camishire meeting. The feature race of the day went off at 3:35. This was the Tattersall Stakes. It was a Group 3 over 7 furlongs, and Wichita was the winner at 10-2.11 for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. He scored by 7 lengths, and he was very, very impressive on the rolling mile.
Yeah, he was indeed. Won by 7 lengths, justifying odds on favouritism. Started at 11-10 on. That was his third start. He's won two of them, finished second by half a length in the other at the William Hill St. Ledger Festival at Doncaster earlier this month. Was probably unlucky not to win that day. He was second favourite, got beat by the even money Jolly. He went off at 11-4. But he was up with the pace, and we know that Doncaster certainly favours those who are ridden more patiently, at least it did at that meeting, and the winner came from right out the back. So that was a good effort to only go down by half a length, and of course very impressive on Thursday. Just a word of caution, though, the time was nothing special. Slow by 1.25 seconds over 7 furlongs, and comparatively quicker was the 1 mile handicap run later on the card, won by another odds on favourite in Top Rank. So don't be going crazy at short prices for next year's classics just yet.
Looking ahead to the action on a Saturday afternoon, we're going to look ahead to the first four on the card at HQ, starting first with the 150. This is the Royal Lodge Stakes. It's a Group 2 over a mile. At the time of recording, Cameco is your 6-4 market leader for Andrew Balding and Ashim Murphy.
Yeah, I'm very keen on Cameco for this, and generally with races like this, I'll look at the top of the market and try to get them beat and try to find something to support at a bigger price. But Cameco was a winner first time out, not a common occurrence with Andrew Balding juveniles. That was when 15-2 for a 7 furlong maiden at Sandown. He turned up at the over the same course and distance 5 weeks later, running against odds on favourite Positive. Cameco started at 14-1. He won everywhere bar the line, and he was worn down in the shadows of the post, going down by a nose to Positive. And the track at Sandown this year over the round course has favoured those who've come from off the pace. That late move down the middle of the track has been very effective. Those who've raced prominently or made the running have hardly won a race between them in the last couple of months. And those that do win from the front tend to be very short prices. I think in September the only winner was 1-8 favourite. Or those that are very well handicapped and end up winning a string of races afterwards or scoring in better company. So I think Cameco is definitely the one to support. And I thought odds against was actually good value. I can see him going off much shorter.
At the time of recording, though, he is currently 6-4 with us here at William Hill. The second race on the card is the Group 1 Cheveley Park Stakes for fillies over 6 furlongs, and Raffle Prize, who was denied a four-timer last time out in a Group 1 over at Deauville, is the 5-4 favourite here at the time of recording for Mark Johnson and that man, Frankie Dettori.
Yeah, she's been an absolute star this year and was beaten on her debut, but that was no disgrace. Obviously needed the experience. Won her next three, a Chester Maiden, Queen Mary at Royal Ascot, where she was well drawn towards the stand side. Liberty Beach, the fourth, who won the race on the far side, may have been unlucky. And then the Group 2 Duchess of Cambridge Stakes at the Newmarket July meeting, again where her front-running style was so effective. She's gone to France last time out, Group 1 at Deauville, the pre-morning, and just been caught by Earthlight, trained by André Fabre, beaten a neck, pulling 2.5 lengths clear of the third that day. Now, the track will suit. I mean, generally it favours prominent races at Newmarket, but there are a lot of other pace angles in this race. So they could go off very quick here. Melissal, Living in the Past, to name but a couple, Moon of Love, Nina Ballerina can all be up with the pace. So she might not get her own way in front. And what price do you say we are about this flying filly, Bob? 5-4?
5-4 at the time of
recording. Yeah, I think at the price, I'll be looking elsewhere. I mean, Trop Bow is interesting for André Fabre. Significant perhaps that he's willing to take on raffle prize with one of his other horses, and she's won 3 from 3 since her debut, including a Group 2 last time out, coming back in trip though after 3 wins at 7 furlongs. But the one I'm going to sort of throw a few quid at each way, I think, is Dark Lady for Richard Hannon. Richard Hannon, so he's only had 2 runners in this race since he took over from his father, a winner and a half length second. And the drop back to a stiff 6 furlongs definitely suited at Salisbury last time out when she beat Melissal, and but only by a short head. But the pair were 4.5 lengths clear in the Dick Paul Filly Stakes, a Group 3 contest. And I think with the way they're going to go in terms of the strong pace here, I think she'll love the tempo of this race, can get cover from a middle draw, and hopefully come through late and pick up the pieces. So yeah, each way, Dark Lady, 12-1. That strikes me as a little bit of value here.
The third race on the card at Newmarket is the Middle Park Stakes. It's the Group 1 for the colts over 6 furlongs, and Earthlight at the time of recording is the 7-4 market leader here for André Fabre and Mikel Barcelona in the famous silks of Godolphin, undefeated after 4 starts, including beating the horse we just mentioned, Raffle Prize, last time out.
Yeah, that's right. So Earthlight, 7-4, and he's had the 4 starts, won them all. Started favourite for the first 3 of them, but was second favourite to beat Raffle Prize last time out. So wore that one down in the shadows of the post. And, André Fabre's runner's always worthy of respect here at Newmarket. But I thought at the prices, I'd look elsewhere. This Mum's Tipple was incredibly impressive last time out. That was, of course, in that valuable sales race at York at the Ebor meeting. Having won on his debut at Ascot, I was willing to take him on at York because traditionally that race goes to a horse who's a little bit more battle hardened. He's had at least 2, maybe 3 runs, so I thought Mum's Tipple going there off the back of 1 outing might find things a little bit too tough. But not only did he win, he won by a massive 11 lengths, clocking a very fast time in the process. Connections have reportedly turned down huge offers for the colt. And I think, after watching that race, if someone said, what price will Mum's Tipple go off for his next start, odds on or odds against, ask the audience, there'd be 93% or at least saying odds on. So up in class, obviously, here. But I think that was so impressive. And I don't think it was a fluke, as 1 or 2 people have suggested. The clocks certainly says it wasn't. And I think he can make it 3 from 3 here. But it's a cracking contest. Siskin is another unbeaten colt, this one trained by J.R. Lyons. He's 4 from 4. And there's some very sort of classy animals that are sort of 20-1 and bigger here. So, a bit of a treat. Not the, the sort of strongest bet of the three that I put up in those juvenile races, but I'd certainly sort of risk a 5 on Mum's Tipple.
Mum's Tipple, the 5-2 second favourite here. Right then, now we're going to the big handicap at HQ, which is the Cambridgeshire run over 1 mile and 1 furlong. Just the 33 going to post at the time of recording then here, so not too much for us to go through, should we say. How do you see this one unfolding?
Yeah, they're very tough as usual, but looking at the weather forecast, there could be quite a strong crosswind coming at Newmarket on Saturday, affecting those drawn lower racing towards that far side. There's plenty of pace over there, but I just think those drawn a little bit higher may be protected from the wind, and I'm looking at the principals are drawn 30, in stall 32, that's Good Birthday, and Le Don de Vie in stall 33. I could see either of those winning. Of the two, I prefer Le Don de Vie just for Huey Morrison and Ryan Moore. Since gelded, he's done extremely well, winning twice at Epsom earlier this year for Andrew Balding, changing yards to Huey Morrison, running fourth to Sir Ron Priestley in a hot mile and a half Goodwood handicap, and then winning last time out back at Goodwood over 10 furlongs, a lot more cosily than the half-length winning margin suggested. Now, the key piece of form there, I think, is that fourth to Sir Ron Priestley, of course, he went on to run second in the St. Ledger behind Logician, and the mile and a half trip tested him, and he was also up with the pace, which wasn't the place to be at Glorious Goodwood on the round course. So Le Don de Vie is one of two horses I'm going to bet in the race, and the other one is Berenger for Alan King. Now, this one was in the tracker after his dead heat third in the Lincoln back in March. It was difficult to come from off the pace in that race, and he did best of the closers in finishing third. Next time out, he came here to the Rolling Mile over the same trip of a mile. I thought he needed to go back up to 10 furlongs, and there didn't look to be a lot of pace on paper in that race, but a couple of them went for it up front, and they set it up for Berenger. And since then, he hasn't won, but he's run some good races in defeat. And I think the key to him is having a mile to 10 furlongs, a decent ground, and also a track with a stiff uphill finish. You look at his wins, Salisbury, Leicester, Sandown, Newmarket, all tracks with a steep climb to the line. So I can forgive that modest York effort last time out when he was 12th of 14. He's been to York three times now, and he's yet to win. So I think he can bounce back from that effort. And in stall 15, he's got options, you know, which side he goes. He's a course winner, and he's around about 25 to 1. So, Berenger as well as Le Don de Vie in the big betting race, the Cambridgeshire.
Mountie, it's been a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, bless you, Bobby, and catch you soon.
Tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Saturday afternoon. It gets underway at 1:15. James Millman, Alistair Jones and John O'Connell will be taking you through all of the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.